tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
To believe what God had told you to tell me, and I believe it. I believe it in my spirit, in the name of Jesus. I believe it right now. And I feel the presence of the Lord all over me, and I thank God, and I worship Him, and I praise the Lord. I love the Lord. I've been loving God since I was a teenage girl, and I know God is real because He brought me from a mighty long way. Hey, Fire. I was paralyzed and God let me walk again, and I'm a living testimony for the Lord, and I know He's able to do anything but fail, but the devil keep trying to make me think it's not so, but I believe that God is, it is so. Hey, glory, His word is true.
My God. My God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Woman, God, stay with us. I'm telling you, Apostle Brodnick, I'm telling you, I believe God. 24-hour, 48-hour, 72-hour miracles. People are going to be testifying all over the country about how God moved in the midst of coronavirus. And I'm telling you, what the devil meant for evil, God turned around for our good. And I'm prophesying supernatural miracles are happening right now. Back in your hands, Apostle.
And prophet, the word, though, that you are speaking is so accurate. You told the woman some things about her legs, and the woman just testified and said she was paralyzed and couldn't walk, and how God raised up off of their bed of affliction. There's no way you could have known that except God revealed that to you. Well, if God revealed that, He going to do what He said through the mouth of the prophet for her son. Listen, you that are listening here in Alexandria, star 5 on your keypad, you that are on the line, and the prophet going to speak into your life today. I'm telling y'all, 24, 48, 72-hour miracles are getting ready to happen on this prayer line today. That means that there will be people that are going to testify and brag on nobody but God within the next 24 hours, within the next 48 hours, within the next 72 hours. There's a woman listening right now. You and your husband been separated for months, but I'm here to tell you, God said He's getting ready this day here, watch, within these 24, 48, 72 hours to restore your marriage. Yes, your husband is coming back home, clothed in his right mind. Right as I speak, God is breaking that witchcraft off of his mind. Oh, all deliverance shall take place in the life of God's people today. Alexandria, that number to dial a miracle, 318-754-0382. Natchez, Mississippi, Natchitoches, Louisiana, Vidalia, Jonesville, Oakdale, Cottonport, New Rose, Opelousas, Lafayette, as far as my voice can be heard, Shreveport, Louisiana. Y'all want to get on the prayer line today. Apostle Broadnax and Prophet Butler, we are praying and prophesying, praying prayers that's going to cancel the assignment of the enemy against your life. That number again is 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. When you dial in, and if you're calling for prayer, you hit *5 on your keypad, and we are going to pray. Going back to the phone lines, God bless your caller. What city are you calling from?
Houston.
Houston, Texas. All right. You're on with the prophet. What's your prayer request?
I am calling for prayer for my family.
Father, we thank you for this mighty woman of God. Father, we stand in proxy for our family, God, that you can do anything but fail. But, Father, we ask you, God, to get in the midst of them and begin to turn the situation around. Father, we know that you're the only one that can sure believe but still be on time. God, we thank you for the miracles, oh God. We thank you for the deliverance, and we thank you for the salvation. And, Father, we pray, God, that you begin to order even her footstep, God, as she come and as she go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ma'am, as I was praying, it's like a child that you have really been seeking the Lord for. And God told me to tell you, don't you worry about it. God said, I got them all under control. You have really been praying and said, God, I really need you to turn this situation around. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, she praised me. He said, I'm going to turn it around. And even the Lord began to speak to me, even concerning your finances. The Lord said, I'm getting ready to give you a miracle concerning your finances. There's some things that you've been trying to do, but because you've been going through a season of a famine, a season of a drought, seem like things has not been trying to come together. But I heard the Holy Ghost say that I'm getting ready to bring you up and out of your financial situation. Even I've seen a paper, by the way, of the mailbox. There was a stamp on it, said approve at the bottom. God said, tell her that I'm getting ready to give her what the devil says she was never going to get. I prophesy that God is causing about a supernatural relief that's getting ready to turn your whole life and house around. Hear me, woman of God. The Lord spoke to me that he's going to do it for your family because it seemed like the more you pray, the more the devil has been fighting him. There is like a lady that's going through some medically in her body, but the Lord said the curse is getting ready to break. Every attack that was sent against her body shall be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm telling woman of God, the spirit of peace getting ready to hit your house even right now. Lift your hands and just tell God, thank you. Oh, bye-bye. And that's the word of the Lord. Go in peace, woman of God. Don't hang up the phone. Stay with us. All right, Apostle, we're getting ready to go back to that prayer line and pray with a couple more people. I'm telling people, God, 24-hour, 48-hour miracle. There is a lady that is in Shreveport, Louisiana right now. You've been going through some stuff concerning your house. God said you're not going to lose your house. You need to be calling that miracle prayer line right now. Yes. Call that number, 318-754-0382. God said he's getting ready to preserve and save your house. You need to be calling that miracle prayer line right now. All right, Apostle, back in your hands.
All right. Listen, saints of God, that's the number. That's the number to dial a miracle. We're going back to the phone line. We're taking the calls in order. They are coming in. When you hit *5 on your keypad, your hand is going to go up, and we are going to go to the next caller right now and believe God for the miracle, for the blessing, and for the healing that you need in your life. No, okay, let's go back. God bless you, caller. What city you're calling from?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
All right, the prophet just spoke about somebody in Shreveport. All right, what is your request today?
Well, I just want to pray for myself that I can get, trying to get closer to God, know when he's talking to me. And I just want to pray so I can be able to take care of my kids better and stuff during all this situation. I just want to hear from Lord also.
Well, ain't nothing like a good relationship with the Holy Ghost. Father, draw her closer to you. Father, I pray, God, that you begin to bless her, God, and begin to raise her up, oh, Father. Father, you understand her heart, and God, and where she at in you, oh, God. She desires more of you, oh, God, more of your power, more of your grace, more of your understanding. And, Father, there's nothing too hard that you can't do. And, God, I thank you as you begin to bless her. In Jesus' name, amen. Ma'am?
Yes, sir?
What is your name?
I'm here. Jasmine Dotson.
I want to tell you this, Miss Jasmine, that God ain't forgot about you. But God said, I want you to open that word up, open that Bible up. And he said, Prophet, where he want me to open up? Let me tell you something here, woman of God. I want you to start reading the book of Hebrews. And as you begin to read the book of Hebrews, the Lord is going to increase your faith. Because there's some things that you get ready to do. Let me tell you something. You're going to do it, and you ain't going to have no money to do it. But faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. And God is getting ready to increase your faith because there's some things that you're getting ready to do. It's going to cause you to be able to take one of the greatest steps you ever take in your life. Because you're getting ready to break the generational curse off your family bloodline. I heard the Lord said that I have a great need and a great calling on Jasmine's life. But he said, what I'm getting ready to do, I'm getting ready to put some spiritual mentors that's getting ready to be in your life that's going to help you stay accountable in the word, says God. God said, I'm releasing you even a prayer warrior right now that's going to really pray with you because there's some things that you're getting ready to give birth in the realm of the spirit. And the devil going to be upset because he know that you really trust God and love God. And because you trust God and love God, God said, I'm getting ready to move even for your kids. There's some things that you say, God, I need you to move by this day. God said, I'm getting ready to move quickly and I'm getting ready to move suddenly. I prophesy here that God said, as you sell out to me, he said, you're going to live where you want to live and drive what you want to drive. The favor of God is getting ready to hit your life. But God said, I need you to trust me even when you can't trace me. I need you to trust me when it looks like all hope is gone. So I prophesy this day that today is a brand new day. What's to come is better than what's been. Jasmine, I'm telling you here that God has a plan for your life. And it's a plan that's going to work. And that's the word of the Lord.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right. God bless you, Jack. God bless you. All right, but don't hang up now. I want y'all to learn how to stay and pray with others. We are in this together, and intercessors are praying for each other. God bless your caller. What city are you calling from?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi. And what is your prayer request today?
I want to be healed and financially be blessed.
Okay, where's the pain at right now?
Mostly my pain is in my knees. I have a lot of joint issues. And I believe this generational come up here and told me, we got bad knees and we got bad backs. I said, oh, it hit me when I was 40. I'm not trying to continue to deal with it. I just want to be healed so I can continue to do what God wants me to do.
All right, lay your hands. Lay hands on your knees right now. Father, we decree and we declare a supernatural blessing. I pray for this woman, God, for she is experiencing a high level of pain, but I curse it at the root, and I command everything that is not like you shall leave now. Oh, my sick kid! You talk about and they call I command these legs, these joints, these knees, these pain to light up in the name of Jesus. I pray from this day forward, the pain that you suffered yesterday will no longer come back, but I command it shall be burnt by fire. one deep breath. There it go. It's lifting right now. That pain lifting up off you right now. Can you feel the fire of God? I say it's lifting right now, woman of God. I say that pain